Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 28th, 2014. This is Friday in the third week of Lent. In the first few chapters of the Gospel of Mark, Jesus and his disciples spend a fair amount of time in boats, riding back and forth across the Sea of Galilee. In today's story, the disciples have left Jesus on land immediately after his feeding of the multitude with the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. Somewhere between midnight and dawn, Jesus somehow sees the disciples in the boat, and they are struggling against an adverse wind. And he goes to them, walking on the water. You heard that right. Walking on the water. And according to Mark, he would have walked on by the boat, but the disciples see him. They think he's a ghost. They holler out in fear, and Jesus walks over to them, again, on the top of the water, crawls over into the boat, and immediately this adverse howling wind ceases. And Mark says, the disciples were astounded. No kidding. Then, Mark makes this other curious observation. And their hearts were hardened because they didn't understand about the loaves. Obviously, he's hearkening back to the feeding of the multitude. And then the boat eventually makes it to the shore. Jesus and the disciples disembark, and people recognize him, and they bring sick people to him. From all the towns and the villages around, they bring the sick, and Jesus heals them, an indeterminate number. And apparently, people recognize the healing power of God through him to such a degree that if they just touch the hem of his garment, they are healed. That's some story. What's more difficult to believe? That Jesus walked on the water? Or that Jesus healed innumerable people of innumerable ailments and illnesses? You know, sometimes I've heard people talk about the fact that the disciples, they walked around with Jesus, but they just didn't get it. In fact, someone has called the disciples in the Gospel of Mark the duh disciples because they seem to be so clueless. And yet I wonder, how are we as 21st century disciples not that much different than Peter and James and John and Andrew and Philip and all the rest? What does it mean to be a follower of Jesus? Most of us, 21st century disciples, we can sort of buy into following Jesus as it relates to doing good for the poor, doing good for the hungry, making charitable contributions, doing our best to follow the great commandments of loving God and loving our neighbor, raising our families. We can get that part. But it's a different thing altogether to begin to think about this Jesus who heals diseases, this Jesus who calms winds, this Jesus who defies the laws of physics by walking on the water, this Jesus who feeds a multitude with scant resources and has abundant leftovers. These are difficult things for us. And while we may sort of snark about the disciples because they don't understand that they're traveling around with the Savior of the world, how are we much different? We who stress over all sorts and conditions of things. We who are often terrified. We who often don't recognize Jesus in our midst. I wonder how our hearts have become hardened. We have these great philosophical debates about whether or not the miracles of the New Testament actually happened. Was it really possible for Jesus to walk on water? Could he have really been born of a virgin? All of the stuff that we get caught up in. Our hearts get hardened too, don't they? And I wonder what it would be like if just for a few moments our hearts could be softened and we could imagine that we are following the one who can heal our diseases, who can calm our fears, who can be present with us in our sorrows, who can provide for us those things that fill our hungers. I don't have all of the answers, sisters and brothers, but my prayer is that our hearts won't be hardened, that those of us who are 21st century intelligent, mostly cynical, somewhat struggling disciples, my prayer is that every now and then we could catch a glimpse, that we could hear those same words from Jesus that the disciples heard from him on the stormy seas. Don't be afraid. It's me. Would to God that in the midst of our lives we could see Jesus walking toward us. Would to God that in our lives we would trust enough to present ourselves and to reach out and to say, we need your healing, we need your presence, we need you, Jesus. And who knows, we might just find ourselves astounded by what Jesus would do for us. Let us pray. O God, you manifest in your servants the signs of your presence. Send forth upon us the spirit of love, that in companionship with one another your abounding grace may increase among us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.